Little is known about the long-term effects of sibling bullying, but Jan Parker, a family psychotherapist and a co-author of Raising Happy Brothers and Sisters, is certain that they can be serious and lifelong. "We're very familiar with discussions on the impact of school bullying," she says. "I don't think it takes a great imaginative leap to understand the impact of it happening within your own home. You feel that you are not only let down by the person bullying you, but also by the adults in your life that are letting it go unchecked." While sibling fights are normal, parents need to be aware of a pattern developing over time, she says. Parents are advised to talk to the children about what's happening. If they are worried, they could speak to a health professional. They should also consider what might be causing the problems. There is one known predictor. It's when siblings perceive there to be a wide disparity between how they are treated and how their brother and sister are treated, she says. Play fighting is valuable since it teaches them what the limits of acceptable behaviour are, says Dieter Volker. It should be clear to parents when children go too far because they haven't learned the limits, and when they do it on purpose. Parents should be loving but firm, with clear rules, he says. Laura believes that the bullying in her house happened because her parents failed to intervene, because they were too preoccupied with their own issues. "We were so overwhelmed and there was so little adult support to find ways to resolve conflict," she says. She is now 48 and a recovering alcoholic. In adulthood, she established a good relationship with her siblings. She describes the grown-up Tracy as very strong and her older brother as a gentleman. But like some of her siblings, she had therapy. Some of her problems, she says, are due to feeling abandoned by her parents. But there are other issues which she relates directly to the sibling bullying: a learned helplessness and a tendency to avoid conflict. This is a problem for her professionally, since her job sometimes requires her to turn down applications for funding, which means having tough conversations. "These are really difficult situations for me," she says. "It sucks to be a middle-aged woman and not know how to do this stuff that you're supposed to learn when you're a teenager."